Welcome to hour number three of Rosie on the House. It's the 9 o'clock hour, our open line hour. Anything for you, the Arizona homeowner, to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're trying to get a project done in out around your home, we'll do our best to use all the resources available here at Rosie on the House to get you the best possible answer for your particular home and living situation to accomplish what you're trying to work on. Even if that means telling you you might be doing it wrong. We're not afraid to do that, but we'll do it in a nice way. So you can jump on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. During the broadcast, you can always text in to 411-923, or you can send emails to info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need the aid of a picture or an email text to help articulate your question. We monitor all three of those in real time during the broadcast. During the week, we answer them as they come in one at a time. And topics like last Saturday, where we have the APS rate case, I guess that was two Saturdays ago. That one took us a couple days to get caught up on that one. Last week we had the Ceramic Tile Association in. That was a good topic. We had a lot of great suggestions following up on that, including doing one specifically on tile showers. That's a pretty hard one to get right because of the shower pan. Most of them are installed wrong, even by a lot of contractors that are new to that part. So I think we'll probably get them back in. But next hour, we will be covering home organization and storage. So as we get into our open line hour here, and calls and queues are lining up, we're actually going to have a special interview a little bit later this hour, too. One of the features we have new here at Rosie on the House is our e-commerce store. We've talked about it on and off for a number of years, and there was just always bits and pieces, and it was never a priority. But one of the popular segments we have is product testing. But so many of the products we do are unique, or they're not in stores, or they're trying to get in stores, but they don't make enough volume that they could get them into an Ace or for Amazon to carry them, or they don't want them on Amazon because of the amount that the portion that Amazon's cut to let you into their store. You know, they're trying to keep their price competitive and profitable. So sometimes that's not a good fit for them, and they come to us. And, you know, we've noticed for a long time there is an opportunity here, and we're going to find a way to solve it. And we're getting there. I think we have it. We have actually three product partners now in our e-commerce store. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, click Find a Trusted Partner, and go to the e-store where we have them all listed right now. You can see them all there. We've got Franklin sensors. You've heard us talking about those in the past. It's a stud finder that has LED lights on it. So you put it on the wall, you hold the button down, and you move it, and the LED lights start to show up where the studs are. So if you've got studs that are doubled up behind the wall for whatever reason, it'll highlight that double stud. If it's just one, it'll highlight that. So it allows you to find the exact center of the stud to sink your nail or whatever your anchor point that you're trying to. Or it'll let you know if you're going to use a stud. You may get to the wall and find the center point where you're going to hang this picture, your taxidermy or whatever, and it's just drywall. So then that lets you know you've got to go find the proper drywall anchor to get your job done. So the Franklin sensors, there's two different styles. They've got the original 710, and then they've got a compact one. Both of them work great. In fact, when we went to do the video for the product testing on a demonstration for this video, we couldn't find another stud finder because all of our foremen at Rosie Remodeling had tossed out their other ones. I thought surely we were going to have four or five different that we could show. Here's why we like this one and use it. Stan had tossed his other ones. Donnie tossed his other ones. I tossed mine. So it was pretty funny, but that just is a testament to how well that stud finder works. Another one is Valley Forge. That was the first one we started with. We weren't going to start this without having American-made American flags. That is one of the things that has just been a burr under my skin, a burr under my saddle, a crawl on my skin for years is the amount of an American flag that doesn't say Made in America on it. There's just something so horribly wrong with that. That was the first one we found, a Valley Forge out of Pennsylvania. They do have a textile plant out of South Carolina as well. And 100% American-made flag. And these are durable. They're sewn together. The ends are nice. And you can just feel when you pick it up. It's not a plastic, cheap flag. This one will last you. And we also have an American-made Arizona flag as well. So it complements, you know, the colors and the dyes and the fabrics are the same. The sewing machine's the same. So all the patterns are the same. So that was a lot of fun being able to, you know, here is a 100% American-made American flag, and one for Arizona as well. And then we have Hex Armor, and they're the ones that are actually going to be in studio with us a little later this hour talking about their safety glasses. Now, I'll be up front. Hex Armor, the company itself is out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. But this particular line of safety glasses is an American made. It actually comes from Germany. So there are, we try and stick our e-commerce products, we're trying to stick to American-made. Franklin sensors are American-made, but there's electronic components, and there's no electronic manufacturer in America, so some of those parts are outsourced from overseas. And in this case, the technology that they're using for these anti-fog lenses, which isn't a big deal in the Arizona market, but what it does for the lenses and the scratch-resistant, that's not something that currently is manufactured in America. So We're about 80% American made, and if we could stay above that, that is our ultimate goal. But it is still an American owned company. This lens manufacturing process just comes out of Germany. But they'll be in to talk about their line of safety glasses. I've been using them in product testing just as everyday use sunglasses to see how long they'll last and how quick we can wear them out. And I think I'm at month number 5 now and really enjoyed how light frame they are. The style, the design is nice. I had a $200 pair of Oakleys that I finally broke down and bought. I had wanted them since I was in high school. I bought them, I don't know, early 20s. I had them about a week. They were in a backpack that got stolen out of my truck, and I could never bring myself to spend that kind of money again on sunglasses. And these, they don't look like it, but man, these safety glasses, they're less than $15, and they're durable and they work. So we've enjoyed partnering with Hex Armor. They'll be in to talk about their safety glasses and their product lines coming up here a little bit later. And then in our weekly newsletter that goes out on Thursdays, if you're out and about right now, and there's the Oral Valley Music Festival. Each week we highlight a different event going on somewhere in the state. There's so much to do and see. And that's one thing that people that find Rosie on the House ask us, like, well, what is there to do in Arizona? Man, if you don't have something to do, you're just not looking. And that was what birth the new community calendar. You can find it rosieonthehouse.com. We put it on there with our website redesign. It was 2 years in June, so it's a feature just a little over 2 years old. And Oral Valley, if you're not familiar with Arizona, it is north of Tucson. I think that's 79 on 79. Yeah, 79. That'll, if you stay on, it'll bring you into Florence and up to Queen Creek and Gold Canyon, and really, really a very pretty back road to Arizona. It's a lot nicer drive than traveling I-10 between Phoenix and Tucson, and it's the one I used to take when I lived on the other side of town, but out in Whitman. Now I do the old 85 down to 8 and hit the Phoenix bypass route and drop into Casa Grande. So I haven't done that one in a while, but man, it is a pretty drive. And speaking of Tucson, we're there next week, Saba Home Show. If you would like to attend, we have free tickets. They usually give us a stack of 100. We limit it to 4 per household. Just send us an email, info@rosieonthehouse.com. Subject line, Saba tickets. Inside, put your name and how many tickets you want. They'll be on will call. Now, when you go to will call, you'll have to say Rosie on the House will call, and then they'll have a list of all of our homeowners there that have names. It won't be under your individual name. Be under Rosie on the House, but all you got to do is send us an email. We'll get you down there. Rosie and I will be there. We'll be broadcasting live. Jennifer's actually going to be broadcasting in Prescott for the first 2 hours of next Saturday for the 7 and 8 o'clock hour, and I'll be with Rosie in Tucson for the 9 and 10 o'clock hour. The following week, get ready for this. Did you know Arizona has a Taco Festival featuring over 50 different restaurants? That's coming up October 14th. October 20th, there's the Lost Lake Festival, and it's a really unique event. Then there's the 2017 Mesquite Pancake Breakfast. Did you know you could make pancakes out of ground up mesquite beans? Well, come down to the Mesquite Pancake Breakfast. The people that go down, mill them, grind them, and make pancakes themselves, they'll never go back to flour, they say. So that's one thing that we can do here. We talk about in our outdoor living hour, our 8 o'clock hour, just sustainability and urban farming and all the different things that that we can do here in the desert that are unique to this beautiful, great state of Arizona. So those events and more at rosieonthehouse.com. Just click on events or scroll down on the homepage. You'll see the calendar icon where we've got the next three events posted, and you can click view more for, guess what? View more. On the website, last week, actually, this is the last day that we have the photo contest available. Rosie's 30th anniversary is coming up in 2018. We're putting together a home maintenance calendar, and we have saved a spot for Arizona homeowners and listeners of this broadcast to email their pictures of Arizona landscape or wildlife. All of them will be posted at rosieonthehouse.com/calendar. You can go there tomorrow and see them and start voting. We'll take voting for the next 2 weeks. And when that's done, we'll be notifying the winners. We'll get the requirements, you know, the size and the dimensions and the pixelation, whatever. So there's a print quality we've got to stick to. So we'll be following up after October 15th with our winners. If there have been some incredible pictures sent in, if you think you yours can beat them or compete or will get picked by this listening audience, send us an email at info@rosieonthehouse.com.